This is Clint Vebrock for Telluride Inside and Out. Today I'm speaking with Lyndia McGaughey. Lyndia is a Telluride native, a dancer, and will be presenting a program at the Steaming Bean on December 15th in conjunction with the new community coalition. Hi, Lyndia.
Hello.
So, I understand how environmental issues are a part of your makeup, and dance has been a big part of your life for a long time. How did you come about linking performance and sustainability?
For me, the merging of these interests peaked in college. I studied a long tradition of environmentally focused art. You can think back to indigenous cultural art. You know, in this area, we have the Puebloan celebrational feasts even today, and they have traditional dances that go along with it. So I think the link between performance and environmentalism is deep, rich, and I think an innately human impulse. Today, there are hundreds, maybe even thousands of artists that use the environment and sustainability as their muse, likely because environmental issues are major concerns of today, especially in the young population. Now artists use global warming as the topic of the performance or take people outside of the theater to national parks to help unalienate people from the outdoors. And for me, since the health and longevity of the environment is important to me, I've taken my performances outside, and I also use topics of peace, camaraderie, and diplomacy as focuses of my work.
All right. Can you talk about the eco art movement? And I know that that's one of the topics that will be discussed at this gathering on the 15th.
Definitely. Like I said, the eco arts movement has been around for a while, so I will be mostly talking about the new trends in eco arts. And as far as I've noticed, in the visual arts, we have the use of recycled materials, the commissioning of public art projects, and engaging interactive exhibitions as trends. My friend Graham Clagg, who actually lived here in Telluride for a while, is now up in Portland, and he employs all of these ideas in an invasive species removal art project in the park. However, in the performance arts, the trends are a little bit different. Outdoor performance is definitely big. Collaboration is a major trend, and the use of knowledge, technology all play into the eco arts trend in the performance realm.
All right. You've talked about the difficulty of making a living as an artist. Please talk about how art can make a difference, particularly and how it's financed in how it should be financed, how you see it being financed in a time of economic difficulty.
That is a tough one, because it's true that in our economy, art is not currently a major player. It's, in some arguments, not even fully inclusive, perhaps entertainment, but not art. Art relies on affluence, grants, and patronage. But art, like science, is controversial. It pushes societal boundaries and asks people to reflect on themselves, their habits, and the way they live. So supporting the arts is essential to progressive society. It allows us to see the world differently, have empathetic responses to an experience, which can effectively enact meaningful change. So in my eyes, it's a question of reconfiguring the economy, which would be a slow transition. I think Telluride is a great example of how art is pretty well embedded in the town at large. So perhaps we could use this town as a model and look to others where the arts are pretty essential to the town's livelihood.
So some of the, it occurs to me that one of the reasons that you would be interested in being involved in a program like you are on the 15th at the Steaming Bean is to be one more example of art being out there and what effect it can have. So it's a bit of exposure for your ideas, I would think.
Definitely. It will be, I think, a chance for me to share some of my ideas of why art is important. And I'd like to see how the community responds to the idea of reinterpreting our art as environmental, because there are all sorts of things that artists can do today, including, you know, limiting our energy use in theaters or reinterpreting the topic as environmental. And I think if we change our mindset as artists in the way that we make our art, we could make a more positive change in the environmental sphere.
I think that's a good place to wrap this up. This is Clint Vebrock. I've been talking to Lyndia McGaughey, and her program at the Steaming Bean in conjunction with TNCC will be on December 15th at 5:30 p.m. Thanks a lot, Lyndia.
Thanks, Clint.